Christ's followers to do greater works than he. January 30. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Christ did not mean that the disciples would make more exalted exertions than he had made, but that their work would have greater magnitude. He did not refer merely to miracle working, but to all that would take place under the agency of the Holy Spirit. When the Comforter is come, he said, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Wonderfully were these words fulfilled. After the descent of the Holy Spirit, the disciples were so filled with love for him and for those for whom he died, that hearts were melted by the words they spoke and the prayers they offered. They spoke in the power of the Spirit, and under the influence of that power, thousands were converted. As Christ's representatives, the apostles were to make a decided impression on the world. The fact that they were humble men would not diminish their influence, but increase it, for the minds of their hearers would be carried from them to the Savior, who, though unseen, was still working with them. The wonderful teaching of the apostles, their words of courage and trust, would assure all that it was not in their own power that they worked, but in the power of Christ. Humbling themselves, they would declare that he whom the Jews had crucified was the Prince of Life, the Son of the living God, and that in his name they did the works that he had done. In his parting conversation with his disciples on the night before the crucifixion, the Savior made no reference to the suffering that he had endured and must yet endure. He did not speak of the humiliation that was before him, but sought to bring to their minds that which would strengthen their faith, leading them to look forward to the joys that await the overcomer. He rejoiced in the consciousness that he could and would do more for his followers than he had promised, that from him would flow forth love and compassion, cleansing the soul temple, and making men like him in character, that his truth, armed with the power of the Spirit, would go forth conquering and to conquer. These things I have spoken unto you, he said, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.